A demure Penny Stockman ventures into Mike Salmon's grand, but studious-looking office.
Well, Penny, welcome to the other side of Wall Street. Not Gordon Gekko, but new companies, small deals, big ideas that, you know, take off.
Yeah, I get that.
You know, I've listened to your CD. It's really good. I get the references, jazz, the pop. Have you heard of Basha, Diana Krall, Astrid Gilberto, Randy Crawford, Minnie Riperton, Diane Shore?
No.
No. Well, they're there.
Oh, but I'm flattered. They sound like great names.
Well, yes, I guess they're kind of 20 years out of date. Before your time, I suppose. But still, what category do you put your music in?
Oh, adult, album, contemporary, bit of world music, that kind of thing, you know.
Really? You know, I really get your music, especially your voice. I think I can help. Are you performing anywhere?
No, that's kind of why I joined the Occupy protest.
Wait, you joined the protest as a showcase?
Well, doesn't everyone?
Doesn't your agent, you know, find you gigs?
I don't have an agent. I'm, like, famous, but overseas.
Huh. Well, you need gigs. I have so many contacts. I bet I could find you plenty.
You can?
Yeah. But I have this plan, you see. Can I make a deal with you?
What kind of deal?
That's a long story, really.
Oh, a story.
You see, we took this company, Power Learning, public a few years ago. Over the counter, you know, small cap stock.
Small cap, what's that?
You know, it's a stock with a low capitalization. Under $100 million, what we call a penny stock.
A penny stock? I love it.
Yeah, penny. Anyway, this learning company, it used music to help, you know, you take in more information and faster. It was for students, adults, business training. It was supposed to be supposed to revolutionize education. And it had all this amazing research behind it. Colleges and schools, it all signed on. Corporations, too. But it failed.
Ooh, I like education. I went to Brown, you know.
You did?
Art and nutrition and music.
Yeah, well, it's the music I'm interested in.
Oh.
You see, Power Learning figured out how to use music to get better comprehension. Much better. Problem was, you had to use classical music, very specific kind. It was the slowest section in a Bach fugue. Here, I'll play it for you.
Oh, God, what is that?
Well, that's the point. You see, the research showed that when you combine this with neurolinguistic programming, especially prepared text, the learning went on steroids. I mean, it really took off.
Not if you're falling asleep.
Yeah, well, okay, so that was the problem. A lot of people went to sleep, okay? Mostly young people.
Well, they just didn't get us.
Yeah. See, the thing was, it was government-sponsored research from Eastern Europe. They didn't know about pop or rap.
They must have been living under a rock.
It's actually behind a wall, Penny. Wall Street.
Didn't fly there either.
No, funny, but just the same. Anyway, but look, the fundamental idea attracts major backers. I mean, we raised $5 million in private equity, and we did over $20 million when we went public.
You got $25 million for that?
Well, yeah, on paper, but they hated it.
There's a surprise.
All right. So I'm thinking, what if you got rid of Bach, okay? You just need a certain pitch and a certain tempo, and it's related to the music standards of the culture that's changed, you see?
Oh, yeah. Why get hung up on history?
Right, it's a formula, see? So we couldn't figure out how to bring it up to date then.
Yeah, I understand that, so...
But, you know, your music, it could be the key.
Yeah?
Yeah. So if we develop the right kind of music, I think we could bring this company back to life.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I still own the shell.
What's that?
Yeah, it's the remains of a shipwrecked company. It still keeps us listing on the stock exchange.
Really?
Now, you know how our business works, right? We own dead companies, and we either bring them back to life or we transplant new companies onto them. That's what we do. And you made me think I could get this deal floating again.
You know, I really can't swim.
No, it's not about you. That's not how you do it. You charm it back to life. So I thought we could do an experiment, okay? I have this idea. It's a Bach fugue, kind of, but samba style. Complex, willowy, woven, and needle-pulling thread.
Huh?
You know, a fugue. You know what a fugue is? It means a chase.
Oh, I get chased a lot.
Yeah, well, what happened here? As long as you stay away from my brokers, okay?
I'm here for the music.
Okay, good.
Let's do it.
Right. So I have this song. Now, I can't write it out or anything, but it could be the sample
that we're looking for. As long as you can sing it, I can produce
it. Oh, I can do that.
Fine, just come over to my studio and I'll make a demo for you.
Okay.
And what sort of gigs can you get me?
Well, let's see. If you're big in South America, then we need to get you into a South American festival. Let's see who we do business with down there.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I know so many investors and philanthropists in the Latin community. If they don't have a concert, we'll make one. Hey, you know, Fernando Gonçalves, he publishes entertainment magazines in Brazil and Argentina. I'll call him.
Yeah, call him.
Yeah.
It's a deal.
Yeah. Let me call him. Fernando. Hey, Fernando. Listen, man, I have this wonderful singer. She needs a gig. She's big in Argentina, you know, down there. Yeah. Now, you may not have heard of her just yet, but she has a hit. Yeah, in Paraguay, too. Don't you have a festival coming up? Yeah, you do. Caliente Week, Latin Arts Festival. Yeah, sure, she has a website. Yeah, take a look. PennyStockerWorldMusic.com. Yeah, you got it? Yeah. Oh, she's a doll. Yes, you do owe me. And it's all because of our second offering, right? You did all right, huh? All right, go. Do her a favor. Thanks. Okay, Penny, here it is. You got yourself a gig next month. Big one.
You did it just like that? Wow. And I'm now singing for 10,000 people? Oh,
yes,
my God.
Yes.
Did he call you Dr. S?
People do.
Okay, Doc, when can you come to the studio? My pianist is in tomorrow afternoon. If you sing for him, he'll work on the music, and I'll produce the song just as you like it.
Okay.
The next day, in a cab on his way to the studio when he gets a call on his cell.
Hello, Penny.
I'm sorry, I can't use the studio. I got bumped.
Too bad.
Well, could you come to my apartment? I have a kind of studio there. We could do it there just as well.
Sure.
Mike enters a vaguely elegant building. Penny greets him with a big hug and kiss and beckons him into an apartment filled with her art. He looks around the living room and then she leads him into her bedroom.
Well, here's my studio.
It's your bedroom?
Well, it's New York. You build it where you can. Besides, it's convenient.
Yeah. Well, my wife will understand. It's all business, you know?
Of course. You're here to sing. That's your business.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
But I can't sing. Not with you glaring at me.
Oh, you can. I can make you sing.
You can? Okay. Someday when you look for me, you're not gonna find me.
Those are the lyrics?
I made up some words. The main thing's the melody and the pace. It's about 60 beats a minute. And the song is, it's about a catch-22.
What's a catch-22?
Oh, boy. It's an old army story. It's how you could get out of the service if you were insane. But if you're sane enough to ask, then you couldn't get out because you weren't insane, see?
Huh?
All right. It's when you can't have the thing you want just because you want it.
Oh, brother.
Look. It's based on some old German music. I couldn't translate it, so... You know, it's Wie machst du dieses Geräusch? So it came out sounding like Someday When You Look For Me. I went with it.
Well, it sounds better as a love story about unrequited love.
I would say it's more about appreciation and understanding, and, you know, like we only get the message when it's too late.
Well, I like to do love songs, deeply felt.
Oh, well, my investments are deeply misunderstood, you know, until it's too late.
I'm going with, you used to set my soul on fire. How's that?
I suppose.
Wait. That's too heavy for you guys. It's set my heart on fire.
No. Wall Street has a soul. It just doesn't have a heart.
It doesn't?
Yeah, go with soul.
Okay. And now I'm wondering why. Rhymes with fire, kind of.
Okay. Go and sing it.
Someday when you look for me, you're not going to find me. Someday when you look for me, you're not going to find me. You used to set my soul on fire. Now I'm wondering why. Hey-oh.
Okay. Can you just get the beat to match that? It's the beat of the heart. Not too rigid, like a bit of a samba, you know?
But you said it didn't have a heart?
Oh, heart, soul, heart of the soul. Yeah. Give it enough, you know, rhythm so it does... Just enough rhythm so it doesn't put you to sleep.
This is a learning song, a business thing?
It's a song, okay?
If it's a song, I can do it.
Good.
There's a story here, isn't there?
You know, we all have ideas that weren't appreciated, you know, when we were young.
Well, I don't know, but I'm starting to like the words.
Good.
It'll be ready in a few weeks after I finish laying all the tracks. I don't know about the 60 beats, though. I've got to sing it the way it sounds right.
Now, look, it has to be 60 beats, okay? 60 beats. That's the one thing the research was clear about. It's 60 beats.
Timmy is leaving the apartment. On the way, he looks out at the wall.
So, are those paintings, are they yours?
Yes, they're from my art days before I switched full-time to music.
Well, you have lots of talents.
I loved art, but it's so much harder than music. I can make a whole album by the time I finish one of those.
Huh, so it's all about productivity, huh? But those are unusual paintings.
They're very special to me.
Oh, well. Anyway, it's a great apartment. Not what you call a rocker's pad. And that picture, is that your father?
No, just a man I met. Nice old guy.
Just any old nice guy?
No, someone I could follow.
Well, okay, I gotta go. But I can't wait to hear the song when it's done. Oh my goodness, look how late it is. Mrs. will kill me.
Salmon returns home where he is met at the door.
Where the hell were you?